5
4
3
2
1
Let's go.
It's so true. I'm the storyteller, dropping the realness from my experience.
HLS in the building, me and boundaries, we ain't never been friends.
Yeah, it's the logical genius. I don't think you're ready for this knowledge I'm about to drop.
You are now listening to
My 5 cents.
My 5 cents.
My 5 cent podcast. Welcome to another episode of the My 5 cent podcast. With me, I got HLS, I got the logical genius, and we still got Edwin from the Edge of Freedom as we continue on to the art of persuasion on this topic of top 5 side hustles. So we're going to do a quick little recap of our list. Logical genius, kick us off.
All right. For my 5 cents, I had an OnlyFans account. At number 4, I had food delivery. At number 3, Uber driver. At number 2, a dog walker. And at number 1, affiliated marketing.
All right. And my 5 cents on the topic of top 5 side hustles, I had at number 5, be a referee. At number 4, be a dog walker. Number 3, try Uber. Number 2, be an online tutor. And number 1, work at an overnight group home.
In my 5 cents, I have investing in stocks, especially the ones that pay dividends. Number 4, online surveys. Number 3, flipping items. Number 2, being a TaskRabbit person. And number 1, work a second job.
All right. So we still have the Edwin from the Edge of Freedom with us. And Logical Genius, please explain to Ed what is about to happen next.
All right, Ed. You heard our list. I'm pretty sure you have a lot of questions. Yep. We have a lot of criticism with each other's list. So what we call this section is cross-examination, where we get to poke holes at each other's list and maybe try to win your favor if you're not decided on which list is the best list so far. You also have the ability to ask any questions you want to help clarify your understanding of our list. And at the end of it, we're going to need your decision. Third place, so we don't care about second place, and third place.
All right, I'm ready.
All right. So would you like to kick us off? Did you have any questions for us for cross-examination?
My first question is, what is the real definition of a side hustle for you guys?
Okay.
Because I heard some things about extra job, passion, you know, just I'm curious to go deeper in that.
For me, a side hustle is a way to make extra income away from your normal 9-to-5. Something you do on the side.
Yeah, for me, a side hustle is definitely a way to make extra income, but in something that is more fun. So where the 9-to-5, you know, our cousin Steve will say that slave shift, like we're not looking for another slave. We're looking something that's a little bit more enjoyable with our side hustle.
Side hustles to me, it's pretty much along the lines of what these guys are saying. It's simple. It's extra income from your primary job. It's not your primary moneymaker, but it's a way for you to bring in additional money by you putting that extra hustle in.
It's very, very good and interesting definitions, but I needed to hear them from each of you guys.
Okay.
For
so
sure.
I'm good. I'm ready to continue.
All right, Logical Genius, what did you have for cross-examination?
So I have a question on HLS's number 5. I get that. I actually was thinking about investing in stocks. But I don't know if I would put that in the realm of a side hustle as opposed to an investment. I don't see it as a side job. I don't see investing in stocks as a side job.
Right. So it kind of goes back to Ed's question, right? It's a way to make income outside of your normal 9-to-5, right? So you're doing it on the side. Now, there is some, dare I say, labor involved. I mean, you have to do your research. You have to do homework. You have to figure out which stocks are better, which stocks are worse, which ones pay dividends, which ones don't, what is the dividend yield. So there is some sort of knowledge and labor that's involved in this, but it's not for everyone. And that's why it's my number 5, because people may be a little bit timid.
Would you consider putting money in a savings account, a side hustle?
No. No, because you're just putting there and leaving it. You're just putting there and leaving it. You're not paying attention to it. There's not, your return on a regular savings account is not as significant as it could be on an investment. An investment you should study. You should follow the market. You should see when things dip and things drop. It's very different. There's labor involved. As I mentioned earlier to Logical Genius, there is a level of labor involved when you're investing in the stock market.
That's a really good question. So I gotta say,
now when you speak about really labor,
good question.
Go ahead, Edge, get in there, and then go ahead, Logical, after, because yes, we got Piggy on that.
Yeah,
by all means, I'm here for it.
I mean, this is for all three of you guys, because yes, HLS is talking about learning and a lot of things. So how much time are you willing to invest in your side hustles, especially in your busy lives?
For me, it's variable. It's variable. When I bartend, sometimes I bartend all day. So it's like 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., if not more. So that's an all-day side hustle. But if you want to be a TaskRabbit person, that might be only a couple hours during the week, a couple hours on a Saturday. It really depends on what the side hustle is and how much I'm willing to invest time in. And I think that's the difference in terms of what side hustle is good for you, because it's not good for everybody. Certain things are not good for everybody. It's how much time do you want to dedicate, and are you getting a return on your investment and that time and that money?
Yeah, I would agree with that for the most part, like how much time you want to invest. For me, I did go the passion route because we don't want it to feel like a job. You already got a job. So the side hustle is supposed to have a different feeling in my world, in my perspective.
Yeah. And to my point about it being a good question, what So you've asked, and that was essentially, that's what investing is, right? It's a savings account. You put money away and you don't think about it. So I don't think about my stocks on a regular basis. I put it in and I just let it grow. That's the same thing when you put it on a high yield savings account. You put it in there, whatever interest you're gaining on it, you just let it grow. Or you put it into a CD, you just let it grow. So so for you to say that it's not the same thing, then I don't know.
Simply put,
401k, you put it, you're gaining interest.
You're not losing money on a savings account. You could lose money on a stock investment. It's very different. There are some stocks that you actually lose that tank, and you're out of that money you invested. You don't lose in a savings account.
So then you shouldn't be losing money on your side hustle.
That's why it's number five. That's why it's a risky side hustle.
It should be on your list. It shouldn't be your top five. Why would you have a side hustle that potentially causes you to lose money?
You know what? That's a great question, Logical Genius. On your list is Uber. Could you not? Is there wear and tear in your vehicle? Could you get into an accident? Do you have to pay for possible cleanup? Could you crash your car, God forbid? You're investing in that vehicle, in that Uber. That car needs to be well maintained, and you're hoping you make a return on your investment.
So with Uber, I believe, one, you need car insurance, so you're covered there. You're required to have car insurance.
You're still paying for that.
But you're covered in your car. And you could actually probably do it as a business expense, because now you're essentially a business. So you're not paying out of your pocket. Anything with accidents to your car or cleaning up your car, that, again, business expense. You can write that off probably.
And there's wear and tear on your vehicle, is there not?
I like
there's
this. No, I like this.
For wear and tear.
This is expense.
But yet and still, you're not always getting it back. You could invest in a brand new car and hoping that your Uber passengers help paying for this off. But every day you get in that car, you're running a risk.
Going back to what we were saying with Edge earlier about you get what you put into it, right? So the more hours you put as an Uber driver, the more pickups you're having, you're earning every single time you're doing a pickup. You're putting money into your stocks. It's either going up or it's going down. And right now, it's more often not going down than up.
And I'm not negating that. That's why it's different than a savings account. And a side hustle should make some money. We all agree on that. But at the same time, you may lose money on a side hustle.
Yes.
Is it the best side hustle if you lose money? No, but there is a chance you could lose money on your side hustle. You might you wanted to be a referee. You might have to get the uniform. You get fired in the first day because you made a bad call. So you invested money into getting your black and white stripes to get your whistle, and you get fired.
That's a reach. First of all, don't be messing with my number five because your number five is a little bit weak there. What did my number five do to you?
Side hustle, make you lose money. Like, hey, you might do,
even though you have car insurance. Hustle.
I don't know if you're gonna make money, but
even though you have car insurance, you know you get that insurance check. It may not cover the expense of that car. It may not. You may not. If you buy a $40,000 car,
here's the thing. Here's
God
the thing.
Forbid something happens, you may not get a $40,000 check. Depreciation.
But here's the thing: you have a car already, right?
I do.
You pay insurance already, right?
I do.
Are you an Uber driver?
I am not.
So that's already an expense you have, right?
Correct.
Right. So the Uber driver part of it, if you become an Uber driver, is to help negate some of the expenses you have for owning a car in your personal life. And then on top of that, you can make money on top of that because now you're going beyond your breaking point or break even point of your expenses and your earnings, and you're getting past the expenses part to gain money.
We hope.
Because if you're lazy, then you're not going to get it. If you become an Uber driver and you're working, you buy a new car and you're working 1 hour a week, that's not a side hustle. That's a dumb move.
Agreed. But while you're driving Uber, while you're waiting in that interim, waiting for that passenger, what do you just drive around the block? You're idling somewhere.
You don't have to drive anywhere. I talk to Uber drivers all the time. They just park their car and wait for the next thing.
Agreed. You're just sitting there hoping for a ride at some point that your neighbor doesn't beat you to it. So you're just wasting time and energy doing what? Just sitting and waiting. So are you using your time efficiently to make some money or just hoping for a ride?
In the Uber car, waiting for a pickup or a customer versus sitting and waiting on your couch watching TV.
Say it again.
What's the difference between sitting and waiting for a potential customer in your car versus sitting and waiting on the couch?
I never said sitting on the TV waiting on the couch is going to make me some money. I never said that. So I don't know what you're comparing.
Maybe HLS is also talking about different types. I know you said stocks, but sometimes I'm hearing maybe different types of investments. So, because yes, sitting on the couch and just buying stocks is, you can consider it as a side hustle. But it's not as active as being an Uber driver. I'm loving this discussion. It's actually helping me make my decision. Continue on.
On that particular topic, yeah, I think with the investment piece, yes, there's labor involved, but there's complexities to the stock market. So this isn't like when you go into the stock market and you don't have a knowledge base of what you are doing. And some people go to school, go to college to learn on these things. You could end up losing a lot of money in the market. So I would think that there are definitely other side hustles that would bear, I would say, better fruit than that one. So that's how I feel about that particular topic.
So, but you also know, Soso Juve, there's a limited number of referees out there. And a limited number of people who actually know the sport well enough to call all the fouls and all the penalties of a certain sport. So how is that a viable side hustle more than investing in the stock market, where in theory anybody could do versus how many people could actually referee a sport?
A lot of people, actually.
If you've ever played the sport, there's probably a good chance that you could referee the sport. I would bet you.
Please, let's put some money up. Let's put some money up. I love it.
That there are more people who have played high school sports than there are stock investors.
I don't know if I would argue that. I don't think that's a valid argument. I don't think it's a valid argument.
How so? Because honestly,
I'm not arguing how many people played sports. I'm saying when I played football, there was 11 on 11 and maybe four refs. If we play basketball, it's 5-on-5 with maybe four refs. So you have millions of people who played sports, but you don't have millions of opportunities to ref a game.
I think I'm confused. Help me, logical genius. Here's what I would say
about refereeing. As a former sucky referee, I can tell you that refereeing is a nice side hustle, because I had it as a side hustle in college, but it's a very stressful side hustle. Even now, it's probably even more stressful, because how many little league games, even at the younger levels, where parents are going after the referees for making a bad call. It's a high stress job. I don't know what that million opportunity number that HLS came up with. I don't get that one. But for me, the referee, I would say I would be against it, just because, I guess from my experience, I should say, it was very stressful, which again, maybe because I sucked and I wasn't good at my job. That's why people were coming at me. But that's the thing with me and refereeing.
So, Edge, I just want to make sure that we're clear on this. My list is under my context and my perspective. HLS likes to pull my list into his crazy perspective. Please do not do that, okay? When I delivered my list, for those of y'all that like sports and activities, be a referee. If you like pets, be a dog walker. If you like socializing and driving, be an Uber driver. If you love the kids, be an online tutor. And then if you just want that ultimate, just I'm getting paid for what I like to do, overnight group home. Okay. So I just want to make sure that is the context in which I'm delivering my list. So if you have no passion for running around, then yes, the referee isn't your choice. And I got four other choices for you. So just, I just want that to be clear with our judge.
Have at it. Your criteria is your criteria. That's amazing. If you need extra clarification on my list, Edge, I'll give it to you, but I think mine is straightforward. Everything on my
list. Yes, you're going to lose money.
Anything on my list, anybody can do. Anybody can do. You don't need any special skills. You don't need any level, any degree. You don't need a vehicle.
You are about to be the habitual liar. I mean, what do you mean you don't need special skills? To flip an item?
We're setting up names now.
To flip an item, you need skills.
I could post a pair of sneakers.
Like, what are you talking about?
On Facebook Marketplace and hope it sells. What kind of special skills do I need to take a picture of my sneakers and post it online?
But so here, you said you made a good point, actually. You said hope it sells. I've flipped, and I hoped it sells. The same way you hope your stocks go up when you invest in stocks.
Correct.
That to me aren't good side hustles. The idea behind the side hustle is that you're supplementing your additional income, but you at least get some sort of guaranteed return on your investment for taking on that side gig. But you're offering two items that or two things on your list that are not guaranteed. If like, for example, your number one is getting a side job. Like, you get a second job, you're getting a paycheck. You're working your hours and you're getting a paycheck. If you invest in stock or you're flipping items, well, you try to flip items, you may not sell it, right? And if you go on eBay and selling it, I think eBay still charges you for listing the item. And if you don't sell it, you still have to pay the listing fee. So now you're losing money again.
And it's a loss.
I said Facebook Marketplace and I said OfferUp, and those are free platforms. And B, if I'm flipping an old pair of sneakers, if I have a new pair of jeans that don't fit me anymore and I want to sell it, I already paid money for it. So if I'm throwing it away, I already lost money. If I sell it, I'm making money.
So now how do you make that argument and you say, well, Uber driver, you have to buy insurance. You already have a car and you already have insurance. You're already paying for that stuff. So that's the same logic, isn't it?
I agree, but they're also adding wear and tear to your vehicle. So yes, you have insurance. You already have insurance. You're already paying off monthly, but you're also adding wear and tear. Every ride that you get, you're adding more and more wear and tear to your vehicle.
So you're saying, all right, so I gave the numbers.
So that's more oil changes. I gave the numbers. 30,000 mile services. That's more car washes. That's more vacuum services. That's all of these things that you're doing more and hoping that you're getting a return on your investment.
If you work the weekend,
you also need a car for it. Then some people don't have a car.
And that's why I said, if you already have a car, you got it. And I gave you the numbers.
I have a car. Correct. I have a car.
And I gave you the numbers. I said, if the numbers, the average numbers show, if you work just the weekend, you're making $24,000 a year. You're telling me you're putting $24,000 of wear and tear in your car?
that's the average driver. I don't know where this is. I don't know if it's certain cities.
The average is nationwide.
There was actually just a report. I think New Jersey wants to block people picking up passengers from going across state lines. I think if you pick up someone from New York and you drive them to New Jersey, you can't pick someone from New Jersey and go back to New York. But nevertheless, you're adding more wear and tear to your car. It's a fact.
Yeah, but that's tough.
And you also need a car. And you also need a car.
Interesting, fellas. This is
some people don't have a car. Some people don't have a car.
And you can essentially, when you're an Uber driver, you're your own business. So all those expenses you're talking about is a business expense that you can reinvest back into the business or charge against your business, and you're not really losing your own personal money.
If you have a car.
Even that, you can buy a car as a business expense and use that as part of your taxes. So, I mean, that's what a majority of New York Uber drivers do. They don't have their own personal cars. That's why they're all Toyota Black Camrys. because you're buying it from Uber. Like Uber is like a freaking car dealership, and they sell the same type of Uber cars financing, and you basically just finance it as part of your business.
Okay.
All right. So I'm ready to get into my cross examination, and I feel like we've wasted time on the wrong thing. Because really, we need to talk about, if we're going to talk about number fives, we need to talk about Logical Geniuses number five. OnlyFans?
OnlyFans? There's some fetishes out there, man. Like, people think OnlyFans is, nude women or people hooking up with each other. Listen, man, if you just eat cucumbers every day and you put that on OnlyFans, there's people out there that are paid to watch you eat cucumbers. Or play with toys, or get your nails done. Like that's just like this. The whole ASMR thing is real, man. Like you're eating a bag of chips, and people just want to hear you eat a bag of chips. Like it's again the numbers. I mean, I was astonished when I saw this. $150 minimum to $800 a month for just eating a bag of chips.
Do you have an OnlyFans account, Logical Genius?
I don't, but now I'm about to start one. Oh. I'm about to chop some vegetables or something. I don't know. I mean, damn.
There are some weird ways to make money online, and that's actually one of the most popular ones. Sounds. Whether it's on OnlyFans or YouTube, but it's Logical Genius. You did your research.
Logical Genius. You are offering this advice to the world that this is a top idea. Would you expose yourself on OnlyFans for money?
When you say expose myself, what do you mean?
I get down ass naked. Aww. That's what we want in OnlyFans.
But that's what I'm trying to tell you. You don't have to. Like, if you want to be a top tier earner where you're like, it's your full-time gig, then that's probably the route you'll have to go. But if you're talking side hustles and you're doing part-time, you could just show your toes. I mean, and that's it. That's all you need to do. I show you my jacked up toenails. Boom.
Logical Genius.
You got 20 subscribers paying $5 a month.
Logical Genius. You, as a Haitian man, is just going to show your toes and make money?
Wow.
Do you think that's how OnlyFans works?
Listen, I'm telling you, I thought it was just nudity. OnlyFans, when OnlyFans was first started, it wasn't a glorified porn site.
It wasn't meant to be that.
And if you paid attention, I think a couple years ago, the OnlyFans like company, the CEO, whatever, made an announcement saying that he was going to remove like explicit nudity type of content and creators, and there was like a big uproar because they were like, this is how we make money, because he was like, the original intention was not to go nude and all of that stuff, but there was a market area for that, for non-nudity to begin with. It's just the nudity stuff, because we're all perverts. Okay. You know, that takes off, and that's what people want to see. But it's not the only thing. It's not the only source of income. It's not the only way you can make money on OnlyFans.
And I know that. So I'm with you 100%. It's not the only way. but you said it. There was a huge uproar when you took the nudity piece. OnlyFans, the identity of where it was, where it began, is no longer the same identity as it is now.
True.
Now, this is coming from someone, and I'll have true transparency. I have an OnlyFans account.
Oh.
And I was doing research on OnlyFans because I was like, yo, if I get let go from another job, I'm going for an OnlyFans account. I actually spoke to someone who has and is making money. And she told me about the ins and outs. So one of the things, I was like, well, maybe I can be anonymous and just be masked up. And she was like, nah, that's not what people want to see. People want to see faces. People want interactions. I spent $25 on OnlyFans. You know what she sent me? It wasn't her damn toes. That's for sure. But so I'm just saying, yes, you can make money, but you are not going to make as much money nude. So like, yeah, that what is it? $150 to $800? I don't think you're making that. Me, I don't think I'm making that showing my toes. I know I'm not making that showing my toes.
I got some good ass toes. I got some sexy ass toes. I got one that's not really sexy, but I got nine sexy toes. I'm not bringing in at least $500 a month. I know that.
You know what? I almost want to do the OnlyFans challenge with you. Let's do a month of putting up your toes. We want to know how much your toes are worth. That would be great content.
That's my cross-examination. But that's the whole point of the side hustle. Like, I mean, I see what you're saying. So like you obviously, if you're doing something, you want to maximize your returns, but you don't, like side hustles, you don't always have to get the max dollar amount. You can get something. And that's the idea of a side hustle, is to get that extra income. So yeah, like maybe you're not a top tier account holder on OnlyFans making, you know, $1 million a year or something like that. But if I can bring in an extra $500 a month or $100 a month, just showing my toes or watch people watching me shave my half-ass beard, then, you know, so be it.
All I want to say is we don't know until you try it. Because I was hearing you guys saying nobody wants to see my Asian toes, or, you know, you never know. Somebody might want to pay $100 for that little pinky toe that they want to see.
Even if it's one person paying you $5 a month, that's $5 more in your pocket. That all you have to do is point the camera.
People, audience out there that's listening to this show, look out for the My 5 Cents OnlyFans page and see whose toes get the most money. This is happening. This is going down. I don't care. This is happening.
Coming to a web browser near you soon.
Yes, OnlyFans page. OnlyFans. It's happening. It's going down. I am going to start it up right after this recording. HLS, what did you have for cross-examination? We have gotten ridiculous at this point.
Nah, you guys both have Uber. I think Uber is not the best side hustle. I don't think it works for everybody. That's it. I think that was a tough one. I think that was a tough sell for both of you guys. Yeah. For me.
It doesn't work for everybody. It works for anybody.
Here so we are. Say. Edge, we are at decision time. We want to know, who do you have in third place?
Who has the worst list?
To me, the worst list, when we are talking about side hustles, I have to go with my brother Pink Shirt HLS.
Wow. Wow.
Because you have a second job as your number one. Remember, I asked you guys the definition of a side hustle, right? And I understand your definition of a side hustle. Before that, we spoke about the why. To me, when I explained about the why, I thought we were going to talk about something bigger than just, yeah, I got a second job. But to me, a side hustle is not considered as a second job. It has to be something different. Obviously, it has to come with money, you know. I mean, the why that you want. But that second job, to me, I can't put it in a side hustle. Especially your number one.
Hold on for a second. Oh, just for my clarity purposes. Are you saying both Soso Drew and Logical Genius don't have different variations of second jobs on their list?
Yeah, it's how it's presented, B.
Yeah, you went very general.
You went very general.
You came and said my list is very specific, and then you just said get
first
a second
of all,
job.
I was talking to the guest. I wasn't talking
My bad.
I was talking to the guest.
My bad. You're right.
You have a point. But remember, in my explanation, you have a second job as number one. I'm not saying if you put it at number five, you would have been number one, two, three, but it would have helped. Because if you're speaking to me and you're like, you want a side hustle and you tell me you get another job, I'd be like, I could have thought of that.
No, it's too general. It's too vague.
Yes, thank you, Genius. Thank you, Captain Obvious.
You guys ready for number one?
Yeah, who's number one?
Let's bring it.
So the person who has the number one list to me, and all of you guys had wonderful things. I love the discussion. By the way, tonight, your audience got even more than what they actually were looking for, because a lot of good discussions about different types of side hustles, different identities, different people, different situations. Some people have bikes, no cars, internet, no internet, things like that. So I think this one will help a lot of people. But for number one, I gotta go with the Logical Genius.
Come on now, I'm bringing the money, people. I'm bringing the money, let's go.
It was a very difficult decision, guys. And I'm going to explain, but first I got to give the flowers to the Logical Genius. I always go back to the why, right? Everybody has a different why. One of the strongest things I think we all want more in life, especially as up and rising YouTubers, podcasters, we want more time. Time and freedom. And with Amazon side hustles, right? Even with OnlyFans side hustles, because you can record your feet, that pinky toe once, and make money over and over and over and over again. So yes, I'm going to go with the Logical Genius because of his online side hustles that buy people time, which is our most precious thing.
All right, Edge, what's in your 5 cents on the topic?
So the first one for me, well, first, number five, is Amazon affiliate. Same thing that the Logical Genius talked about. It's simple. Anybody can do it. You just sign up for their program. And what I love about it, Amazon is the biggest company in the world. So everybody knows Amazon. Most people buy from Amazon, right? So when you want to resell a product or refer a product or service from them, they know where to get it. It's simple, right? You can do different things. You can set up a TikTok account and do it that way, or you can just talk to your friends and family about it. Number four is something that's kind of new, but it's not. It's called user-generated content creator. So I'm going to simplify for you. It's just a new word to explain influencer. The difference is that now big companies like Nike, Under Armour, even restaurants like, you know, Chick-fil-A, IHOP, they are looking for regular people like us to create content for them so they can use in their ads. The only reason why they want that is because they notice that when they do it themselves, it looks too much like a commercial on TV. So that doesn't work anymore. So when you become a creator, if you're going to IHOP every Sunday and you're filming yourself eating every single thing on the menu, trust me, IHOP's going to notice it.
I thought we had that in common. Apparently it wasn't enough to sell you.
Number three, just become a content creator for your passion. It could be sports. It could be fashion. It could be investing. And you could do that on a lot of platforms now. They're on YouTube, TikTok, and they have programs where you can get paid. So once you reach a certain amount of followers, certain amount of views, you can get into these programs, and then they will pay you to create content. Number two is selling products online through Etsy. And yes, I'm going to say Amazon again. But I don't want to talk about Amazon because there are other sites. You could do that on TikTok, Etsy, and YouTube. And are you guys ready for my number one?
Yeah, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
It's selling your knowledge. I can go back to my story, but I bought a $1,000 course from a 16-year-old. And that $1,000 course brought me over $10,000 with my agency. So after our discussion, the podcast, the knowledge that you guys share to your audience, the cross-examining, you guys have a lot of knowledge to share, just like everybody else. And everybody is now online looking for it, whether it's on YouTube, TikTok, or on platforms where you actually sell your knowledge. So to me, that's my number one.
Thank you for sharing. So what we do here is we do a couple of polls, and we're going to go over the people's polls and what the people had to say about the topic of top five side hustles. At number five, they had selling crafts. So anything that they've kind of made on their own. That's cool. At number four, there was anything under the table so that you could keep your welfare check. That's what someone had to say about that one. As number four. At number three, we had pimping. And you know what? We'll just go with that. That won't be the one for the week. And that was from Snootwoofer 6833. You know, all I have to say is pimping ain't easy. At number two, we have landlording. And at number one, we had selling on Amazon. So that's what the people had to say. Yeah, well, I don't know how serious they took it, but, you know, that's what the people had to say about it. Now, Logical Genius, I know you like to ask ChatGPT what they have to say about it.
All right, so, Ed, we like to ask our good friend AI to see what it thinks on the top five best side hustles. And we asked ChatGPT, and here's what ChatGPT said. At number five, it went with real estate investing. Investing in a rental property or real estate crowdfunding platform. So I guess the same thing as landlording. So you can rent it out and get passive income that way. At number four, it said dog sitting or pet sitting or dog walking. So to all the reasons that we said on my list and on Social Juice list. At number three, ride sharing or delivery services. So I kind of grouped ride sharing and I guess food delivery or just delivery services in general together. At number two is e-commerce and drop shipping, which is basically what you were talking about, Edge, is online selling, Amazon, Shopify, things of that nature, eBay. And at number one, freelancing, offering your own skills, kind of like what you're saying, selling your knowledge or your skill and getting paid for what you do and what you know. And that's what ChatGPT had to say.
Yeah, that freelancing is a good one. Actually, HLS, you had a real good one with that TaskRabbit. I had it on my list and I took it off. But for those of y'all, that's a pretty cool app. You could get paid for waiting in line for the newest product drop.
Yep.
You know, there's a lot in that TaskRabbit. So if you're not too sure, that's kind of a smorgasbord of things that you can do. But Edge, we appreciate having you on. Is there any projects that you're working on? If people wanted to follow you, where would they go?
Well, right now I'm working on my YouTube channel. So I would say YouTube at The Edge of Freedom, simple. There, I talk about side hustles. I kind of switched my channel. Before, I used to focus on affiliate marketing, like the Logical Genius mentioned. But now I realize that not everybody just wants to do affiliate marketing. So I am sharing all the sauce, all the online side hustles that can, one, buy you more time. And that means make money while you sleep. So you guys could do your passion work, spend time with your family, even while you're working at your job. So you guys could find me at The Edge of Freedom on YouTube and on TikTok as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So we're going to go ahead and say good night to the people. HLS, go ahead and kick us off.
Edge, unfortunately, you stepped in the wrong direction. Nevertheless, I love you anyway. Yeah, that's it. I'm gonna take my stuff to make it make sense and pour my heart out there. How much you hurt me.
All right. And I'm going to go ahead and say good night to the people. Oh, man. Edge, I thought you were my favorite cousin. I might have to revisit this whole thought process. I don't know where we went wrong here. I have to look at my list. I just know that you don't have to get naked for mine. You can keep your dignity. You can keep your dignity with my list. I think this just speaks to how we have fallen as a society. So good night, people. We need to do better tomorrow, okay? And watch out for that OnlyFans account. It is coming out. And Logical Genius and our champion for this week.
Edge, you made the best choice. You made the most logical choice. This is why you and I vibe. It's whatever makes the most sense. It's all about logic. And when it comes to making money, you got to make the logical choice. So thank you for being on the show. Thank you for making the right choice. Good night, folks. Catch you next time.
And Edwin from The Edge of Freedom, please say good night to people.
Hey, it was a wonderful show. Thanks again for having me. And all three of you had a great list, but they can only be one winner. So thank you and have a great night.